Egypt's first democratically elected leader has been overthrown by the country's armed forces. President Mohamed Morsi has reportedly been moved to an undisclosed location. Morsi's Twitter account quotes him saying he rejects what he called a full coup. Margaret Warner begins our coverage.
Cheers erupted from hundreds of thousands celebrating in Tahrir Square as the commander of Egypt's army announced President Mohamed Morsi was no longer in power.
The Chief Justice of the Constitutional Court will declare before the court the early presidential election, where the Justice of the Constitutional Court will run the state's affairs unit in the interim period until the new president is elected.
He also said the state's Islamic-backed constitution would be suspended pending review. It all happened after a tension-filled 24 hours as a military-imposed deadline neared for President Morsi to respond to the demands of the people in the streets. In a defiant speech to the nation last night, Morsi vehemently defended his position as the elected leader of the country.
We now have a reference. We now have legitimacy. With our own will, an elected president, a constitution voted by the people, and we are working according to this legitimacy. The revolution of January 25th and the achievement of its goals completely, the price tag for protecting it is my life, my own life. I want to take care of all of your lives.
When morning came, Egyptians awoke to reports that the military had taken over the Al Ahram newspaper. An armored vehicle surrounded the state television headquarters as officers were stationed in corridors and the newsroom. Minutes before the military deadline passed, Morsi's office did release a statement backing a coalition government as a means to resolve the conflict. But the last-ditch effort was largely ignored by opposition political, religious, and youth leaders, who met instead with the military chiefs to plan a way forward, and security officials reportedly imposed travel bans on Morsi and his top allies.